Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
While there's plenty to celebrate in the video games industry in 2024, it's unfortunate but realistic that not every single game can get a remake, remaster, or updates to ensure it's still playable in the modern gaming industry. Of course, it's more than understandable that most studios have to draw the line somewhere when it comes to supporting a game, especially when that game requires server support, constant updates, or an extraordinarily dated system in order to be played. Perhaps the strongest argument for physical media, even with the decline of brick-and-mortar game retail, is that no matter what happens, you still own your games. Which is why I'm still hanging on to every boxed copy of every game I've ever bought, because even though they take a lot of patches and workarounds to get going, at least I still have them. The games on this list, though, weren't so lucky. If you did play them while they were available or happened to have them on your shelf or hard drive, consider yourself lucky, as in most of these cases, you're almost never likely to be able to again. While there are not so legal means to obtain some of these games, we're not going to encourage that. But, you know, I'm not your mum, you do you. In any case, we're going to leave that avenue out. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 popular video games you can't play anymore. Number 10, Friday the 13th, The Game. 2017 asymmetrical survival horror Friday the 13th, The Game established itself as a cult favorite, even with its bugs, limited maps, and jankiness. Many were willing to forgive the game given its beloved IP, the joy of its asymmetrical horror format that capitalized very effectively on the classic trope of big bad villain versus camp counselors, and the built-in replayability of trying to outsmart or massacre all your friends depending on your character. Unfortunately, if you're going to make a game featuring the one and only Jason Voorhees, you're going to want to make sure you've got those IP licensing ducks in a row, which publisher Gun Media absolutely did not. In what came as an especially brutal announcement for the 30,000-plus Kickstarter backers who funded the game, just 1 year after its release, Gun Media cancelled all of Friday's future DLC and content updates due to a rights and ownership dispute between the movie's screenwriter Victor Miller and its director Sean S. Cunningham. The film lawsuit threw an immovable wrench in the works for the video game, which made it impossible for them to move forward. And although it received a new development partner in September of 2018 after the lawsuit was put to bed, it was already the beginning of the end. A Switch version of the game, called Friday the 13th Ultimate Slasher Switch Edition, yes, that is the full official title, did arrive in August of 2019, but a year later, Gun Media revealed they weren't making any money off the game. As a result, servers were switched to peer-to-peer only, and the game was delisted in December of 2023 due to the license expiring. Technically, if you own it, you can still play it, but the servers are due to be turned off at the end of 2024. In a really nice last-minute move, though, Gun Media, who is now Gun Interactive, boosted all players who still own the game to the level cap and gave them all the legendary perks, challenge skulls, and stuff like that, so at least they've got a little something for the rest of the time they have the game. Number 9, PT. I think legally I can't make a list about popular games that are no longer playable without including PT, so we'll throw it up at the top here and then get to some other great games you might not know about. Great games, that is, which you can't play, because that's what the list is about. Man, this is a bummer. Anyway, on to PT. A gift from iconic video game creator Hideo Kojima, PT was a free playable teaser that was intended to set up his upcoming game, the now-cancelled Silent Hills. The game, which was skewered by the fractured relationship between Kojima and publisher Konami, would have been directed by both Kojima and famed film director Guillermo del Toro. But enough about that game you'll never be able to play, let's talk about the game preceding it that you'll never be able to play. Unless it's already on your console, then lucky you. PT was something of a unique revelation in the horror gaming genre when it was released. It was an absolutely terrifying yet narratively dense, compact horror experience that called upon players to execute some genuinely challenging puzzling and endure some of the greatest jump scares the medium has ever produced. The teaser wrapped up with a trailer for the upcoming full game Silent Hills, which was officially cancelled in 2015 to the dismay of fans. Despite being downloaded over 100 times, the teaser was pulled from the PlayStation Store alongside the cancellation. Number 8. Warhawk. Developed by Incognito Entertainment and assisted in development by a little studio you may have heard of called Santa Monica, Warhawk was a multiplayer shooter that came out for the PS3 in 2007. As these things go, server issues dampened the critical and player response during its initial launch window, but eventually, once those were ironed out, a clever multiplayer experience with expert balancing, exciting flight mechanics, and frenetic involved combat scenarios emerged. The game received almost universally positive reviews and drew in an unsurprisingly large number of players. Despite its dedicated fanbase, it was decided that the servers would be shut down in January of 2019. While that's an entirely respectable innings for a multiplayer game, understandably hardcore fans were still super disappointed. Since then, some have opted to meddle with emulators and programs that convert LAN support into online support to crack back into Warhawk. And according to the game's subreddit, a little community of diehards are still dropping into matches today. Number 7. Nosgoth. A cult favorite in no small part due to its reveal as the first entry in the iconic Legacy of Kain series in just about 10 years, Nosgoth borrowed from the Legacy of Kain universe and used it as a foundation for a free-to-play multiplayer game that pitted humans against vampires. While vamps would use brute force and melee finesse, human fighters would use ranged weaponry and projectiles. Featuring two modes, a spin on domination and deathmatch, players would battle it out against each other and the clock. If we're being super technical about it, this game didn't actually come out. Given it was being created by Square Enix and Psyonix, you'd expect an absolute slam dunk, but things got rocky quickly. The closed alpha kicked off in 2013, and its open beta began in early 2015. But just over a year later in 2016, Square Enix shut it down for good, claiming the audience they expected wasn't there. Its fanbase was understandably devastated and reportedly gathered in the game's main city on the day of the server shutdown. That is equally so heartening and so sad, but if there's anything we know about the internet, it's that if a bunch of people want something enough, they're gonna find a way to get it. In 2022, fans of the game posted online with instructions helping people modify the game files in order to let them play on private servers. The game currently has an active, formerly private, and now public Discord, so the people who still want to play matches even this long after the game's official cancellation can continue to do so. Number 6. Affordable Space Adventures. Indie puzzler Affordable Space Adventures was made by Swedish game developer Niflas for the Wii U in 2015. When Nintendo revealed that the Wii U eShop was set to close very early last year, a bunch of clever fans picked up everything they could before it was gone. On many a list was Wii U eShop exclusive Affordable Space Adventures, especially because, and let's be clear, this wasn't exclusive to this particular Nintendo platform, but the Wii U was the only platform it was made for, period. The game cleverly incorporated the Wii U gamepad, which you would use to control your spaceship, and it even featured a popular cooperative multiplayer mode that drew in plenty of fans. It was pretty universally celebrated across the board for its fun and engaging mechanics, clever puzzles, and stylish, vibrant visuals. So in short, it's a really great game. A really great game that you can't play anymore. I'll say again, this is a bummer of a list.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Blur. Vehicular combat racer Blur was released by British studio Bizarre Creations in 2010 and published by Activision, who by the end of this video you're going to have some beef with, because this isn't the only game they shut down. Integrating arcade-style handling mechanics with real-world vehicles and locations, players would collect both offensive and defensive power-ups with the intention of taking out their racing competitors and heading to the front of the pack. Blur featured both a career mode and a multiplayer mode that supported split-screen for up to 4 players, or online for up to 20 players. Despite picking up plenty of highly positive reviews praising Blur's exhilarating multiplayer component in particular, Activision shut the game down alongside Studio Bizarre Creations than a year after it came out, in February of 2011. The publisher claimed Blur didn't find a commercial audience and couldn't crack the current state of the racing genre. Unfortunately for fans, it's probably the combination of its commercial disappointment to Acti and also the cost of the IP for licensing all those real-world cars that put the final nails in its coffin. Number 4, Knockout City. In another case of the official servers are dead, long live fan servers, Knockout City might have been technically shut down in the middle of last year due to dated systems requiring expensive reworking as well as low player retention, but it's not all bad news. The 2021 dodgeball-themed multiplayer experience from Velen Studios lived a pretty short life before it was shut down in mid-2023. That's even given the fact that it went free-to-play in 2022. The self-described Dodge Brawl game was available for free on EA Play and Xbox Game Pass. It attracted 2 million players in its launch week and won fans for its uniqueness, style, balance between embracing newcomers and rewarding mastery, and consistent content updates. Upon its shutdown, the devs kindly released software that let players host their own servers, so the game is still alive, though the updates and range of skill levels among players are certainly missed. Number 3, Transformers War for Cybertron. Third-person shooter Transformers War for Cybertron was developed by High Moon Studios and published by Activision. Told you they'd be back. It's not the only fan-favorite Transformers game to drop off shelves and digital storefronts, but it's a representation of the ones that have been loved and lost. The game was announced in late 2009 and came out a year later. Impressively, its multiplayer servers did run all the way up until 2020. Featured in a long list of legacy Activision games for which the publisher opted to discontinue support, this one came as an especially tough blow due to its rabid fanbase who adored the game's varied and engaging multiplayer in particular. It was in January of 2018 that Activision's license with Hasbro expired, leading to both Transformers games being pulled from storefronts. A Change.org petition was launched to save the original and its sequel and gained almost 15,000 signatures, but Activision and Hasbro haven't announced any more information on the game's future. Number 2, Minecraft Story Mode. The combo of Telltale's unfortunate shutdown in 2018, as well as the grim reality of trying to keep games alive when they require IP licensing, was always going to make things tricky for Telltale Games. As we've well and truly learned this far down the list, it's a needle to thread between capitalizing off a popular IP to pull in an existing audience for a game and needing to actually purchase a license to said IP for all the years you intend to support and sell said game. In the case of both seasons of Minecraft Story Mode, the game was one of the many victims of the aforementioned studio closure due to bankruptcy, and in mid-2019, it disappeared from storefronts. Though the studio has since been revived, many of the licenses to the various Telltale Games IPs were not renewed. If you've got it downloaded already, you're good to go, otherwise you're out of luck. The game was available between the end of 2018 and 2022 on Netflix, but is no longer on the platform. Because it's 2024. This entry is not riddled with the hottest or most useful of takes. Number 1, City of Heroes. This list has made it pretty clear that two things will almost always foreshadow the end of the line for a game: licensed IP and dedicated servers. This goes doubly for massively multiplayer online games. Unless, of course, you're World of Warcraft, which will almost certainly outlast the inevitable heat death of the Earth. It'll just be cockroaches and World of Warcraft. Not only will WoW probably persevere long after all of us are gone, it's gone some way to stamping out almost all of its competitors, and fan-favorite superhero-themed MMO City of Heroes was no exception. The 2004 online RPG by Cryptic Studios and NCSoft lets you build a character with one of five different origins, customizable powers, and unique archetypes. A suite of free updates expanded upon the game in various ways between 2004 and 2012, and an expansion called City of Villains in 2005 ushered in villain archetypes, as well as new PvP zones, among other changes. Despite its critical and commercial success, not to mention a consumer-friendly practice of not deleting player characters even if their subscription was inactive or completely abandoned, Paragon Studios, who became the new developer, was disbanded in 2012. The game was no longer supported by the end of that year, and players were less than happy, doing everything in their power to keep the game alive. In 2019, it was publicly learned that a private server for City of Heroes had been running since the game was shut down. That server was then shut down, but the source code it was built on was distributed. So now there's lots of little baby public servers running, and fortunately, NCSoft has not sought to stamp them out.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.